Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Last autumn, I had the pleasure of meeting one of Maryland's most successful cookbook authors, Sally Fallon. We got to talking about her latest project, a cookbook called Nourishing Broth, and it seemed like a natural topic for our show. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, we've talked about the importance of good broth forever.
Oh, yeah. And Sally, really, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So I'm reading the book. One of the things I used to do for lunch a lot is to saute some onion, put in some water and some small pasta like pastini, and then a bouillon cube and cook this almost like a soupy pasta. And after reading your book, I'm never going to make that lunch ever again. Why don't you tell people your thoughts on these bouillon cubes that I think a lot of people use?
Right. These bouillon cubes give you the taste of broth with a lot of fake flavors, including MSG, and you often end up with a dry mouth or a headache. How much better to just take a few spoonfuls of that chicken broth that you're cooking in your slow cooker.
Right.
And then you really have a delicious meal.
And these cubes lack one other thing that's very important that you know is in broth, and that's something you talk a lot about in the book.
Well, they lack the components of cartilage, which is the reason that broth is so good for you.
Right.
And that what that does is feed the cartilage in your body, and you have cartilage everywhere, not only in your joints, but in your organs, even in your, and of course in your skin. And so we do have a very good scientific explanation for this tradition that broth gives you beautiful skin.
Yeah, yeah. And we're talking about broths made from animal bones.
Yes.
And so the one thing I thought that's really interesting in the book is this idea of chicken soup being Jewish penicillin.
Yeah, right, right. Broth help detoxify, and it also helps your mood. We found a scientific explanation for why broth makes you feel so good.
Sally, does it take quite a while to make a good chicken broth?
Well, I like to do it overnight in a slow cooker. It mm-hmm. takes about 5 minutes to put those bones and the onion in your slow cooker, and
right.
Then you just turn it on and forget about it, and the next day you've got broth.
And you can throw a whole lot of other things in there if you want
Absolutely,
to.
Absolutely.
Like all sorts of variations on the concept of mirepoix.
Exactly. I call it bottom drawer broth. You're taking the old vegetables from the bottom drawer of your fridge.
Oh, that's
yeah.
funny.
What I think we'll do, Sally, is borrow a couple recipes from your book and put them on our website so people can make their own broths. And
great.
This will be really good. Now, I got to ask you, what can you do with these broths in terms of making soup? Because we're really interested in making some good root vegetable soups this winter. What would you suggest?
Well, broth is the basis of all good soup, and I'd suggest a butternut squash soup. With you take that softened, baked butternut squash and put it in with some broth, some onion, and the flavorings that you want. I like to use lemon peel and ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And blend that in the pot and add a little cream at the end.
Oh, that sounds perfect. And that's a smooth soup is what you're making, yeah?
Yes.
Puree that up. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think those types of soups are great, especially when they do start with a nice stock.
Yes, and that makes all the difference.
Now, Sally, is it possible to freeze our broth and use it later?
Absolutely. And this is actually what we do recommend. Make a big pot of it and then do freeze it. We do explain how to freeze it so that it works well in your freezer.
I mean, I loved reading the book. I mean, it's definitely, in my mind, it's definitely. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Great show. Thank you so much. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.